This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is rare, oh so rare, that a single news item can take three or four economic threads and wrap them all up in a neat little package. But today is just our lucky day, I guess. We got central banks, electoral politics, business investment, and consumer mindset, the global economy, as well, as I said earlier, the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, based in Paris, released its latest economic outlook this morning, and it ain't pretty. Global growth this year is going to be, in 2016, about the same as it was last year, a not impressive 3%, and maybe a small bump next year. That's bad enough. More troubling, though, was the warning that all that slow growth of late has created something called, and this is a quote, a self-fulfilling low-growth trap. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson got explainer duty today.
The trap is this. Companies, they take a look around and see there's not that much demand for their stuff or services. So maybe they hold off on expanding their factory or buying some fancy new software. And those investments, they might cost a bit now, but they could spur innovation or make workers better at their jobs and help the company grow in the future. Here's OECD Secretary General Angel Gurría speaking in Paris.
The result is slow productivity growth, which makes households pessimistic about the pace at which living standards are increasing.
Nervous consumers don't spend as much. Companies see that.
And it results in weak investment. And there we go again.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Pretty grim.
Ken Kuttner is an econ professor at Williams College. So how do we get off this grim carousel ride?
Oh, well, the OECD wants governments to spend more. Well, the term people used to use would be prime the pump. And the idea is that with government spending boosting the overall level of spending in the economy, then that would improve the climate for investment spending.
Kuttner says the OECD is the latest in a chorus of voices, including the International Monetary Fund, raising the alarm about slow growth. It's calling on policymakers and saying the central banks have used their tools, mainly low interest rates. Now it's your turn. Spend. Vincent Reinhardt is the chief economist at Standish Mellon Asset Management.
Is there a case for fiscal stimulus? Yes. Do we have a political system that would deliver that plan? Not obvious now. When you think about it, we're having a campaign for president, and this isn't part of the conversation.
Reinhardt says candidates promising to increase government spending is a tough sell with voters. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.